This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts U.S. Senator John Kerry remains tight-lipped about the possibility of becoming the country's next Secretary of State. But Kerry is under pressure from some constituents who worry about his possible departure from the U.S. Senate. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on a growing number of health care leaders who are concerned that without Kerry, they'll lose a strong voice on Capitol Hill.
John Kerry's become the champion of the healthcare community following the death of Senator Ted Kennedy 3 years ago. Lynn Nicholas, president of the Massachusetts Hospital Association, and a group of her members met with Kerry yesterday in Washington.
We are always struck when meeting with Senator Kerry about how extremely knowledgeable he is about issues affecting the Commonwealth hospitals. And he's a very effective advocate for health care in general.
Al Norman, who runs Mass Home Care, a nonprofit network of 30 elder care services, is trying to set up a meeting with Kerry to deliver a more direct message.
If we got to him face to face, I'm sure that everybody in the room would be saying, stay where you are, you're in a very privileged seat. What you do is important to Massachusetts and to the health care community. We would not want to lose you.
Norman would also tell Kerry he's concerned about who would replace the senior senator.
A Kerry in the hand is worth two unknowns in the bush. And I don't mean George H.W. Bush.
Kerry is best known these days as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. But Phil Johnston, a former Democratic State Party chairman and a friend of Kerry's, points out that the senator carries a lot of weight on the Finance Committee, where key decisions on Medicare and Medicaid spending are made.
John Kerry is really in the catbird seat in health care, and he has stepped up to the plate since Senator Kennedy's death.
Johnston is among those lobbying for Kerry to keep his current job.
He's really heartened by the fact that so many people in the state want him to stay in the Senate. John Kerry is in a position of very significant seniority right now, so he can do a great deal for Massachusetts, and we don't want to lose that clout. And I really think that's where John's heart is right now.
Many Democratic leaders would be happy to see Kerry remain in the Senate and preserve another seat for their party. If he leaves, Massachusetts would have two freshman senators next year and Elizabeth Warren, who has not been sworn in yet, as the Commonwealth's senior senator. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.